it's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where for the past 8 years, I've been trying, I guess, the best of my ability to help you understand how terribly complicated we are as human beings. And we're not just physical in nature, although everybody sort of focuses there. I think we look at the physicality of who we are, and that part we understand. And if it's working, great. And if it's not working, we know that. But we're emotional, and there's no one that I'm aware of that doesn't understand that we have moods. We can be happy, we can be sad, angry, frustrated, all kinds of things. And in today's world, with everything that's going on, I think a lot of people are struggling emotionally. We also are intellectual. Hopefully, we're learning something, maybe new every day. And we are spiritual, and the spirituality is not necessarily religious, although some people are going to focus there, but it's the understanding that we are connected to energetic vibrational fields. And whether it's an animal understanding us understanding the animal, we have all kinds of therapy that's being done with dogs and horses and goats, and you know, they're beginning to appreciate that animals bring something into our life. But plants, you know, nature in general, can make you feel better if you can get out into nature and appreciate that frequency. So those are the four facets of who we are. And it's important to understand that it's necessary to keep all of those four facets in balance if you want to live your best life. And so that's what the show is all about. I have a new guest with me today, Bill Goodwin, and he is going to be talking about intentional living based upon, I think, something that happened to him when he was 28 years old. And I'm going to have him explain a little bit about that because that changed who he is and his entire life. In addition, if you go to synergyconnectionradio.com, that is the website for the show. There you will find all 30 or 31 pages, I haven't looked lately, of shows. And you can scroll down through each of the guests over these past 8 years. Some of them have been guests multiple times, some only once. But there is a synopsis for each show and a link to how to get into touch or contact with that person. So be sure to check out SynergyConnectionRadio.com. On that same site, you'll see a link to a company called Boomers Forever Young, and they do sponsor the show. Boomers, I've been using their products for 9 years. I know during COVID, it made a huge difference. I was one of those who did not take the COVID jab. I did not believe that it would benefit me, and so I stayed away from it. I'm very glad I did. Because they're now showing, unfortunately, that in the rush to find a cure for COVID, it also attacked the weakest link in your body. And for many people, that was their circulation, their heart. A good many of my friends that took the COVID shot have ended up with AFib. And that is one of the most common ailments that are associated with having taken a COVID shot. So these products might be able to make a difference in how you feel. There's quite a few of them. And if you go to Boomer, B-O-O-M as in Mary, E-R, B-O-O-S-T, like in Tom, boomerboost.com. It's a very extensive website with a lot of videos, testimonies, and research. One of their newest products that I was sharing with Bill is one called Cola, C-O-L-A-G-E-N-E, Collagen, and it signals your body to start rebuilding cartilage. And we stop building cartilage probably as early as 50. And then you use whatever cartilage you have. But let's say you've been a runner. Maybe you played football, baseball, hockey, one of the contact sports where your body took quite a beating. And now you're 55 or 60, you swing your legs out of bed and you go, oh, that hurts. I wonder what I did. In many cases, it's just that your cartilage is now bone on bone or getting close to it. And so collagen signals the body to start rebuilding. It also blocks pain on what's called the sodium channel. And so even though the cartilage is going to take time to rebuild, if you block the pain on this particular channel in your body, you won't feel as bad. It won't hurt as much. And then in time, the cartilage will be rebuilt. So if you can get to it earlier rather than later in life, you probably are going to be happier. I try to avoid any kind of surgery. There's a lot of things you can do before you go under the knife. And normally there are side effects of all surgeries. Sometimes, it's just that you still have lingering pain. Some people, depending on their body makeup and constitution, may have some issues from, the anesthesia and what's called brain fog. And sometimes it goes away and sometimes it doesn't. So do check out their website, boomerboost.com. Another one of the products that I truly love, I won't be without it, is called Myotrol, and that's Myotrol. Myotrol rebuilds muscle, and we lose 1% of our muscle every year after 50. So if you're approaching 60, you've already lost 10%. 70, you're going to lose 20%. And unfortunately, that's what causes people to fall. So if you don't have muscle holding you up in an upright condition and you're walking, and maybe you're a little more frail, then all of a sudden you're going to maybe stumble. And when you do fall, you're going to break a bone. So check out their website and see what you think. Everything is guaranteed for 60 days. They'll replace your product, or not replace the product, but they'll replace your money on the credit card that you've used. And never any questions asked. They have people there that can talk to you. And Bob Gilpatrick is one of the owners. He has an extensive background in nutrition, and you would be able to probably talk with him about some of your particular concerns. So check them out. All right. Thank you. And Bill, welcome to the show.
Oh, Lucy, I am delighted. Thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome. I mentioned that at age 28, you had an experience, and I didn't want to share what that was. I thought you might like to tell the story, but I know that it shaped your life after that. So.
It sure did. Yes, the date was November 23rd, 1999. Which currently makes me mid 50s. But at the time, I was 28 and I lived in Arizona. I was headed to work that morning. It was a Tuesday, 2 days before Thanksgiving. And we had a small family dog that I was taking to the groomers to get all spruced up before Thanksgiving. And I was in the groomers a little bit longer than I had expected. There had been a line of people dropping off their pets that morning. And lo and behold, I started to have an asthma attack. And so I came out of the groomers, used a rescue inhaler while I was gasping for air, and didn't really get any significant relief like I typically would. And I started to panic. I didn't know quite what to do, Lucy. So I probably should have drove to the ER, but instead I drove home about a mile. And as I went through my garage door into my home, gasping for air, I cried out a desperate prayer. I cried out, "Jesus, help me, Jesus." And everything was spinning. I could not only take air in, I couldn't get my carbon dioxide out. And so while I was struggling there with saline to put in a nebulizer machine, was started to take that. Thankfully, my children were home from school that day on a Thanksgiving break. My wife was out running some errands, and I called out to my daughter to call 911, and she did. And within, a moment of minutes, thankfully, the paramedics arrived at my house,
and gave me a mask to put over my nose and mouth. And within seconds, Lucy, I completely blacked out. And I went unconscious. And I remember very distinctly, though, that I had all these flashes of my life passing before me. I do not remember being in the ER. Excuse me, I do not remember being in the ambulance that took me to the ER. And while I was in the ER, still unconscious, these flashes of my life passing before me, I distinctly remember having the thought, I'm going to die, and there's nothing I can do about it. And at that moment, when I had that thought, I literally felt my spirit talking about different aspects of what make us up as human beings. I felt my spirit leave my body. And at that moment, medical reports show that I coded that day, November 23rd, in the ER. And thankful for that medical team that was feverishly working on me. And thought they had possibly lost me, and because I had coded, but they were able to revive and resuscitate me. So from the time I was found by the paramedics in my family room to when I woke up in the critical care unit, in the ICU unit, over 9 hours had gone by. In any case, I had this afterlife experience that when my spirit left my body, I had a full encounter in heaven. And it was the most glorious experience that I talk about in my book, which is called Priority Living, Seven Pillars to Make Your Life Count. And I share the full heaven encounter in the book. And I share what took place after that. Because what I came to realize was, of course, I've been given a second chance. And so grateful for that. So grateful for my supernatural experience in heaven as well. But I went on a quest to discover how can I make my life count because I've been given the second chance. Now, I know that you don't have to die to want to make your life count. We all want to make a difference. We all want to make an impact. We all want to make our mark, so to speak, while we're here on this earth. But for me, it was ever more prevalent because I had been given this second chance. And so, over a 20-year period, I became very clear on these seven areas that for me I call pillars that I'm focused on in order to indeed make my life count. And being focused on the fact that there will be a day that I will breathe my last once again. But I actually have such a comfort and peace about that because I've had a taste of the afterlife but have been given the opportunity to be back here on earth. So that's really a portion of what happened to me on that day and how it has changed my life.
When you knew you were going to be back in your physical body, because most people do say that they feel like almost they're being sucked back in, did you have a sensation of, oh, wait a minute, I don't want to go back?
I did not really have that sensation. I have talked to other NDE people that have had those experiences. I've heard varying things, but for me personally, I didn't have that experience. Only I may, or I shouldn't say only. I'll say maybe because I was very clear on my direction for why I was coming back. And that was through in heaven an actual interaction with Jesus, who gave me instructions for that it wasn't my time, and that his presence would be ever close to me. He said it in a different way, but that's really the summary of it. And so I was actually not fearful to come back, nor saying I don't want to go back. But that really was when I woke up, I was grateful that I had the opportunity to have this second chance so that I could add value and make a difference in the lives of other people.
I see. Okay. So could I ask, did Jesus at the time of your interaction with him, do you feel like he was the one that gave you the seven pillars?
Wonderful question. No, he didn't really outline what I call the seven pillars, but that was more of a self-discovery, and it took over a period of many years. After that time, I never set out to write a book. I never set out to really create what now is a coaching framework that I call priority living. But I just was on this self-discovery after having this experience that led me to determine these seven things that I believe help to make at least my life count. And if others maybe grab a hold of one or more of them, I think they can be beneficial in other people's lives as well.
So, in a maybe shortened way, because I know your book is out and I hope people go and buy it. But sort of a synopsis on your end, what are those seven pillars and how does that work in someone's life?
Yeah, I'd love to share that. Thanks for asking. So the seven pillars, the first one, we start with purpose. And Mark Twain said that the two greatest days in your life are the day you were born and the day you discover why. And that really is all about purpose. And unfortunately, I come across many people at all stages of life that really are not clear on their purpose. They're really not clear why they are here on earth. And so I'm really passionate about helping people get clarity on their purpose so that they can live a more fulfilled life. So I'll go through them rather quickly here. The first one is purpose. The second pillar is grow. It's all about growing ourselves mentally, physically, spiritually, in all different aspects. It's all about growing ourselves. And so most people accept their lives, they don't lead their life. And so I'm very intentional about growing every day, that I have mentors in my life, I have coaches in my life, I have books constantly reading. I'm finding ways to grow myself every day. So that's the second one. The third one is impact. When you're clear on your purpose and you're growing yourself, now you have something to give away to help others, and you can make an impact in this world. So the third pillar is impact. The fourth pillar is rhythm. Rhythm is all about the pacing of our life. Lucy, I see many people, I say, that are going nowhere fast. They say they're so busy, their calendar is overwhelmed. I've come back to realize that direction is more important than speed. So it getting that clarity on your purpose and then understanding the pacing of life, which is all about rhythm. What's the rhythm of your life? Matter of fact, I share in that chapter of the book about that pillar that I went through a season years ago that I reached complete burnout, didn't want to get out of bed. I just really hit a wall. And it was in that season of my life how I recovered from that. It was through some therapy and some other things that helped me. But I learned that I needed to pace myself. I needed to learn a rhythm as to how I live my life. So that's that next pillar. Then we get to explore. I love the pillar of explore. It's about life is an adventure. Every day, everywhere we go, we have an opportunity to explore new things, to meet new people, experience new cultures, try new things, get outside of my comfort zone so that I can experience new things. And so that pillar of explore is something that I'm very intentional about on a regular basis. Matter of fact, a quick story, a few years ago, it was my mom's 80th birthday, and my parents live in Arizona in a retirement community, and I live in Minnesota. So I was on a phone call with my mom a few months before her birthday, and she said, "You know, Bill, I've always wanted to go skydiving, and I thought maybe on my 80th birthday we could go skydive, or she could go skydiving." And I said, "That is an amazing thing, ma'am. Mom, you are so cool. Like, yes, you absolutely should do it. You should take it in while you can." And she said, "Well, I think I'm gonna do it. My only question is, will you go with me?" And so all of a sudden that changed my answer a little bit. But long story short, on my mom's 80th birthday 2 years ago, we went skydiving. And it was the biggest thrill. And I can't wait to go skydiving again. But it's all about exploring, taking in all that this life has to offer. And then I go to the next pillar, pillar number six, which is the pillar I call connect. It's really all about relationships, Lucy. Maya Angelou, I believe it was, who said the words. No, I'm sorry, it wasn't Maya Angelou. It was Esther Perel, the relational therapist. She said the quality of your life will be determined by the quality of your relationships.
Very true.
So I love thinking about how I connect with people. It's such a pleasure to meet you today. I love meeting new people. I love building relationships because I truly believe that the quality of my life and your life as well will be determined by the quality of our relationships. In that chapter, I have a pyramid of relationships and how we go from being complete strangers and how we move through that pyramid to become close-knit, connected with the people in our life. So that is the next pillar. And then final pillar, the seventh pillar, I call it give. It's really all about generosity, that a most fulfilled life is a life where we give to others our time, our talents, our treasure. And that really aligns with this quote from my personal mentor, John Maxwell, the best-selling author and leadership expert, where John says that success is for ourself, but significance is for others. And I like to live a life of significance by give, by being generous, and making a difference in this world through living these seven pillars. And that seventh pillar is all about give or generosity.
You mentioned before we started the show that you had been in Madison at the UW Madison campus, I guess. So were you teaching these seven pillars while you were there?
Yeah, great question. I wasn't teaching all seven, but I was teaching on purpose. And I love to teach on purpose. You know, purpose is the best of what we have to help others. And so when we get clarity on our purpose, then we can really make a difference in the life of others around us. And as a result, Lucy, of living our purpose, we receive something in return. And that's actually what we're desiring. When we live our purpose, give the best of what we have to others, in return, we receive fulfillment. Fulfillment. And when we receive fulfillment, there's actually studies that show a chemical reaction goes off in our brain and in our body when we are doing what we were meant to do. And that is when we go, I can do this all day long. I love what I get to do. Probably a significant piece for you at this stage in your life is your podcast. You're living your purpose by giving the best of what you have to others. And I'm sure that you probably would say that you receive great fulfillment and satisfaction out of making a difference in the lives of others. So we all have a different purpose. And sometimes our purpose changes a little bit throughout the stages of our life, where I like to say that your now leads to your next. And so I was teaching students at the university, and I get out into the marketplace, into corporations. I teach on purpose. There's a lot of studies on that as well, that when people are aligned, purpose aligned in their work, the retention rate goes way up. And in addition, job satisfaction goes up and productivity goes up when people are aligned with their purpose in the work that they do. So I love teaching on purpose, and that's what I was teaching the students recently.
So, what kind of questions were the kids asking?
Oh boy. It's interesting. It seems like I was asking them more questions than they were asking me to try to draw out of them their understanding of purpose or how they find fulfillment in their life. And but what I did find was that I had a student that actually I had an interaction with in the parking lot as I was headed to my car, who was in one of those classes. And she just said, I'm graduating soon and I really want to get clarity on my purpose. Can you help me? And in addition to the great conversation that we had, Lucy, I got to share with her, which I want to share with our guests that are listening in or that your audience today is that there is a one of a kind online assessment that's called the Purpose Factor Assessment. You can find it online, and I'm a certified purpose coach. So what I do is I help people once they take the online assessment. We hop on Zoom together, and I take them through a debrief of their assessment that helps them get clarity on their purpose. And so I shared that with the student, and boy, she's excited to take it. And we're gonna have a session to begin to unpack her exact purpose to give her the peace and the clarity that she's looking for.
That is terrific. And the name of it again is the.
It's Purpose Factor Assessment, and it's put out by the Purpose Company, which is based out of Dallas. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll just add this to this, Lucy, which I find to be so true. I believe that every person, whether you realize it or not, you're wondering three questions. You're wondering, do I matter? You're wondering, is what I'm doing, does it matter? And the third question is, what's next? What's next in my life? And I find that people moving from their career into retirement, people moving from college into the world outside of that, people moving from one job position to another career, all throughout life, we're wondering what's next, what's next, what's next. And when we get an understanding of our God-given purpose, now we can use that as a tool to give us direction into what's next, so that we can get what we call fulfillment on demand. And I'm all about personally and helping others get fulfillment on demand when we can live out our purpose.
Right. I've often told people that, you know, keep doing what you love until you don't love it anymore. And then
Very good.
find, you know, your next purpose, maybe your next thing that is going to make you want to get up in the morning. And I have to laugh because I moved to Green Bay, Wisconsin, from Florida, where I was in a retirement community, 55 and over. Their next purpose was pickleball.
Yes.
I just laughed because I thought, oh my gosh, you know, because they were getting injured. I began to see people that I knew that were using knee braces and elbow braces and going to doctors because they had pickleball elbow, which is a new diagnosis, by the way. And I thought, you know, if that is your only purpose is to get up and go play pickleball, then your life is not going to be very rewarding, because eventually you won't be able to play very well, you know, just because of the injury sustaining. So yeah, keeping that balance and finding, you know, what really fulfills your soul, what makes you deep down inside happy. And then do what is fulfilling to you. Do you have any final words you want to give the audience right now? And I will have your connection links at the bottom of the synopsis on Spotify and Apple and iHeart and Google Radio.
Yeah, I so appreciate that. Well, I love what you just shared, and we have so many baby boomers, you know, in this season of retirement and life, and you know, I would just say that we often can focus at all stages of life that we think our purpose is for ourselves. But really what I've discovered is that our purpose is really, like I said, the definition of giving the best of what we have to others. And so we find ourselves not being really satisfied or really being happy or really being fulfilled when we make everything about ourselves. But when we learn the way in which we were made and the experiences that we've had lead us to a certain makeup that make it so that we can make the rest of our life, the best of our life. And that's by lifting up others. You know, Lucy, every one of us are elevator people. We are either taking people up or we're bringing people down. So if we can live a life in such a way where we're lifting others up, we can truly believe the fact that our best days are still ahead. And so I really appreciate you having me today. And again, my book is called Priority Living, 7 Pillars to Make Your Life Count. And I sure appreciate the opportunity to spend this time with you today.
Thank you. I'm going to share one other thing that I was just thinking about, what this show is also talking about at some level. The Sundance Festival, I guess in 2025, honored this particular film. And you're not going to see it in movie theaters because a lot of the films from Sundance never make it to theaters, or it's kind of quiet, quietly brought to theater. But this one is called In the Blink of an Eye. Have you heard of
I have not. I'm going to write that down.
it? It follows three lifetimes, but in very different ways. One is Neanderthal man, and so it's the life of this Neanderthal man who finds an acorn, and the acorn becomes extremely relevant in his life, and he gifts it to his daughter, who then gifts it, so generation after generation. Eventually, an anthropologist, who is another one of the characters, discovers the acorn in the skeleton that she's unearthing. And so she's able to extract that acorn. And of course, the acorn is representative of life. And then you move fast forward to a scientist who is en route to another planet because the Earth has been destroyed by humans. And so they have babies, embryonic babies, that are going to be born in space shortly before they get to their new planet. And she was given the ability through science to age very, very slowly. So literally, a year for her might be 100 years for anybody else. And she makes it to the other planet and it is now going to start this new colony of people, these embryonic children that are now maybe 15, 18 years old, that were born in space. And it all has to do with life and the circle of life and how we then give to one another from one generation to another generation, in way into the future and what that life can be.
Oh, that sounds fascinating. Thank you for sharing that. In
You're
the blink of an eye.
in the blink of an eye, exactly. And it really does sort of follow what you're helping people learn to do is to give and to give of life, because we do that, whether it's with word or whether it's, the birth of a new baby.
Wow, that's fascinating. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. All right, everybody, please go out there, share the show with your friends and family, tell them all about the Synergy Connection show and how each of these guests can make a true difference just by listening to them and incorporating a part of what they have to say into your life in order to make it your best life. And we will see you next week. Go out there and have a great one. Bye-bye, everyone.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.